So one night they surrounded the house, and they came and pulled us out of the beds. It was after midnight, because it was, we didn't wait very long till the daybreak. They took us away. My mother was able, while they were still looking for goodies in the house, my mother was able to push out my younger brother, he's a teenager, to put out to the window. Out from the right into the window in November. And she said, climb on the ladder there to the, where the milk shop on top of the attic and hide in the hay. There was a little hay from the summer. They used to sleep there. She pushed them out to the window and they took us, but so the boat, one brother, my father and I, and my mother, of course, but she broke her hip before the war, and it was not time to fix it. So she was left behind because she was limping and hopping and hopping, and they got nervous because they had to take the goodies from the other Jews. So they left us. We don't know how many policemen were there.
Your mother was left behind.
My mother was left behind. And it took, I don't know, 1 hour, 2 hours to come to the place where we were taken, and they kept us on the lock till in the morning. And my mother, they pushed her back, go home, go home. Maybe we were taken away, but you'll survive. So she went home, and she took his son from the attic and got him to a safer place, and a Polish man, a farmer, named Nestor. I have that here, that mother. And said, keep him for a day or two, somebody's going to pick him up. But she said, okay, in the barn. He kept him in the barn, doesn't matter. So in the morning, she went back, and she climbed out at that place where my brother was hiding first, over on the attic. And she found that a bedspread. It wasn't a bedspread exactly, it was a sheet, but it was with flowers, so she made it into a bedspread. And she was so happy that she was able to cover herself a little bit overnight because she was shivering. November, it was very, very cold. Was that the freezing? And so in the morning, she had to climb up the ladder, and then she couldn't climb down together, hold it in one hand, so she let it go until she came down. The next day, Mark came running. She said, Surah, you're going to do that anyway. It's going to come in handy for me. And she took it away, the bedspread. And she was freezing 12 kilometers, sitting on an open shopping cart with horse and buggy. They delivered it the same way. They delivered the nine families. We were among them. Delivered us to the city of Komarno and into a ghetto.
I just want to make sure your grandparents already were passed
dead.
Away.
Passed okay. away.
Okay.
Not the reason with me.
Yeah.
No. They took us to the ghetto. Only three of us. My mother was delivered. Next morning, my mother was delivered. So we were all four. Both my parents, one of my brothers and I. At that time, she told where she put the younger brother, where he's hiding. The same day, that was on Friday, we were told in a little room that there were 18 of us. There was no furniture because they had to chop it up and make the fire out of it. It would have frozen. And then just to sit on the floor was no room for 18 people. That was very small. My father, both my parents and I, climbed out the ladder into our attic. Can you imagine that I opened the attic, but that was the only way, and it was shivering. My mother took me in her arms. She said, let's save her little body heat. That night, I had a terrible nightmare. I felt that I got shot by a policeman, and I felt the bullet in my chest, and I felt the blood was running down my back. And I felt, I knew that I'm dying because this is the only way, because I have the bullet. And how I remember that, I don't know, but I remember only the back, the blood running down my back. Must have made some noise because my mother woke me up. She's quiet. You wake up all the people, they are asleep down. What I felt, like somebody took me by the hand, they slapped me, pulled me. Go, 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 don't stay here, don't stay here. I did not question. I left both my parents on the attic. I climbed out, found my brother. And I said, take me out, I don't stay here, I don't stay here. I kept repeating, don't stay here, but you wake up the people. A day before.
Did you tell your parents that you were going out?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just told my mother when I climbing down the attic, I said, Ma, it's going to be quiet in the morning, I'll be back. The ghetto was in existence a long time already, but we had no idea why I had to run. Where did I run? Anyway, my brother was able to find, the ghetto was like that. It was with barbed wire, four streets, closed up with barbed wire, three seats, and the fourth side. They were close to a creek, and the creek was deep with water, and I think it was a handmade creek, because maybe because there was a pasture where the cows were grazing the whole summer. So maybe this was handmade, but it was very deep, and we couldn't invite, very wide. How we came to the other side, I cannot remember exactly. I think something stuck in my mouth like a fallen tree hit by lightning. I know that my brother and I came to the other side. The ghetto was on one side, the creek in the middle, and we were on the other side of the creek. When we left, it was pitch dark. It took between my dream and coming to the other side, let's say between 15 to 20 minutes. The minute we came on the other side, the hell opened up. The cries, lights everywhere, the whole city on lights, screams and yells and barking of the German dogs, and the crying of the babies. And we didn't know what happened when they hear the shooting, that it's a shooting, we start running.